Does this make sense so far? Now, no, it doesn't make sense. All right, did this part up here make sense, where we classified each of these? Okay. So the now does this part where we call it primary respiratory alkalosis make sense? It's primary respiratory because the respiratory alkalosis matches the same pH as the overall blood. Right. Which direction? It's kind of like you have respiratory over here, and you've got metabolic over here. And what we're going to do is we're going to spin the bottle of pH. And does it point this way or does it point that way? So whichever direction the pH points, does it point to the respiratory, in this case alkalosis, or does it point to the metabolic, in this case acidosis? That's going to tell you which one is primary. That makes sense? Right. So the overall pH is alkaline, and in this case, the respiratory is alkaline, so the respiratory has to be the primary. Okay, so then, once we've got our primary, then we look at the other one. And so the other one, in this case, is metabolic. So we look, is it neutral, or is it out of whack as well? So it is out of whack. And it's out of whack in the same or the opposite direction? The opposite direction. So because it's opposite, we call that compensatory. It's trying to compensate. So let's give you a real world example for just a moment. What we have here is we have someone who is breathing too much. They're breathing so much that they're losing carbon dioxide and they're becoming alkalotic. So let's say for a moment that they have a brain injury that makes them breathe too quickly. So over time, their kidneys have begun to compensate by producing less bicarbonate. So they're alkalotic because of a brain injury affecting their breathing, but their kidneys have begun to compensate by decreasing the amount of bicarb in the body. So we've got a primary respiratory alkalosis with compensatory metabolic acidosis. Now there's one step left, and that's whether the compensation is complete or partial. How do you know if it's complete or partial? Well, we look back at the pH, and if the pH is in the normal range, it's complete. If it's out of the normal range, it is partial. So 7.46, is that normal or abnormal? Abnormal. So then we're going to put the word partial in front of compensatory. Now, doing these is a process, and you have to understand the process, but you also have to memorize the process. So let's do another one, shall we? Say again, if the metabolic was what? Okay, so let's say that our metabolic was 24. Okay, so now this is metabolic normal. So we still have the primary respiratory alkalosis, but now, because this is normal, it's going to be uncompensated. Okay. So, shall we do another question?
Yeah, I have a question. Mm-hmm. You have there the carbon dioxide that is 25, mm-hmm. right? But it's saying that if it's low, it would be a respiratory acidosis. And it's low, then what it's saying here.
Where?
Because there it says 25. Here it says that it's low, below 35. So, it's right. Not like a respiratory acidosis.
No, it's respiratory alkalosis because PaCO2 is acid. So if acid is low, that's base. If acid is high, it's acidosis. Right. And this is where you have to be careful. if we say CO2 by itself, this equals bicarb. These two things equal each other. If we say PaCO2, then we mean acid. So that's where it can get a little confusing. Okay, so when we talk about blood gases are the only time that PaCO2 is going to be carbon dioxide. Every other time, if you take a regular venous blood, like a regular blood sample, that's going to be regular CO2, which really equals bicarb. This is where you probably got confused. And it is confusing, and I'm sorry I didn't make these rules. We just have to live with them. All right, let's do another one, because the more you do, the easier it will become. But rather than me do it, oh yes, one of you will do this. So who has the least confused look on your face at this moment in time? All right. Daphne says that she will sacrifice. All right, so we've got PaCO2 of 28. We have pH of 7.46. And we have a bicarb of 24. So, Daphne, come on down. You guys have to dress up in chicken suits from now on.
Yeah, like July 11th.
Like, let's make a deal. All right. So, Daphne's going to work the problem for us. So for the PaCO2, she's going to write respiratory, and then is it acid or is it alkaline? Yeah. So why is that again, Joe?
PaCO2 is an acid, and if it's higher, bicarb, so it's higher, so it's
well, it's lower.
So
PaCO2 is an acid. So if it's low, 28 is low, that means low acid is alkaline, respiratory alkalosis. The pH was 7.46. That's alkaline. And then the bicarb was 24, which is metabolic normal. So which are both match? Okay, so the respiratory and the pH match. So it's going to be primary respiratory alkalosis.
So we're just not going to worry about the causes of respiratory.
We'll talk about those afterward. First, we have to be able to interpret numbers. Then, once you know the numbers, then you can come up with manifestations and. Right. Yeah, if uncompensated is uncompensated. Great job. All right, I'm going to make up some numbers so that I don't steal your thunder on your worksheets. All right, let's go with PaCO2 of 55, pH of 7.32, and bicarb level of 33. All right. Joe, come on. You were so good on the last one. You caught the respiratory.
I have my stuff here.
Well, that's okay. They'll help you out. Daphne will help you. Come on. You don't need to know the numbers for now. They're going to tell you the numbers. You're just going to have to interpret them.
So what's the normal range for this?
35 to 45.
All right, so PaCO2 is 35 to 45. So 55 is high.
So it's a respiratory.
Acidosis.
And what would you rate for the normal pH?
All right, so pH is?
7.4 is normal, right?
7.4 was normal, plus or minus 0.05.
So
7.3.2 is low. Acidemia. You can call it acidosis if you want to, but it makes it more confusing later on when you talk with other people.
How do you spell that?
Acidemia.
Okay. Throw a D in there somewhere.
Don't worry about the spelling. All right, bicarb is 33. What's our normal?
What's normal?
Normal is
22 to 26. So bicarb is high, which means
metabolic
alkalosis. All right, you've got the hard stuff done. You interpreted all three numbers. Now what?
So primary.
So pH went with the respiratory, so primary.
Respiratory
acidosis.
So
then the metabolic is opposite in this case, so.
So with, what was that?
So it has to be compensation.
Yeah, compensation, but what was the?
Partial compensation.
So why is it going to be partial?
Because the pH is normal.
Because the pH is not normal.
So.
All right, questions back there?
Yeah.
Okay, the way you determine the compensation is these two are now together. The respiratory and the acidemia go with each other. So that's the primary. So now you look at the other one, the one that's left out. So in this case, that's the metabolic. And the metabolic alkalosis is the opposite of the acid of the primary.
So
as long as it's opposite, it's considered compensated. Then you look at pH to look at partial or full.
So if this was alkalosis and this was...
We'll do another one. Yeah. Okay, so what does full compensation look like, the question is. So let's replace our 7.35 with 7.36. All right, now, this 7.36 is that considered in the normal range for pH? Yes, but is it on the acidic side or the alkaline side? What do we say the middle was, the middle number for pH? 7.4. So is it below or higher than 7.4? It's below. So is it on the acid side or the alkaline side? On the acid side. So what we have here is 7.36 is still considered... It's not true. It's not really acidemia, but it's in the direction of acidemia. So this is still the primary respiratory acidosis. Now we look at the opposite one. So the metabolic is in the opposite direction. It's still alkaline. So we're going to have compensation. But because pH is now in the normal range, it is complete or full compensation. Yes, ma'am. Okay, so bicarb is base.
Oh, okay. I got you.
Right. So if base is high, it's going to be alkaline.
So it's technically saying like it's a lot of base.
Yeah. Too much base is alkaline.
Okay. So choose, though, if your pH is more towards the acid side. When you're higher on your pH, it's more towards the base.
Right. Yeah. So if we're going to write down our steps, the first step... If it's exactly 7.4, well, I guess you're perfectly balanced and you can't tell. But are you going to get a patient like that?
Probably not.
Nope, you won't. You'll never get a patient like that. If the patient is 7.4, these will both be normal.
Is the body pH normal for 7.36? Isn't that the normal, like?
It's still within the normal range.
Yeah.
But it's on the acidic side.
A little bit acidic, right?
No, a little bit basic.
A little bit basic.
Seven is exact normal pH, neutral pH. So the blood is slightly alkaline. All right, so step one is interpret the PaCO2. Step two is interpret the pH. Step three is interpret the bicarb. Step four is match the pH to either the bicarb or the PaCO2. That's going to give us our primary. Then number five is you look at the other. And that's going to tell you compensated or uncompensated. And then the last step, look at the pH again, and that's going to tell you whether it's complete or partial. Now, do you have to do step six in all cases? Step six. Do you have to always go back and look at the pH a second time? No. If it's not compensated, you stop there. You only do step six if there's compensation. Because there's no point.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we're going to do a lot more. Yeah, I mean, this is most of the class. I mean, doing these things. But let's talk for a moment about this situation here. So we've got primary respiratory acidosis with compensatory metabolic alkalosis. So here's a case. We've got a primary respiratory acidosis. What is respiratory acidosis? Too much carbon dioxide. Now, why would a person have too much carbon dioxide? Okay, so they're not breathing enough. Now, are there any diseases that you know of that prevent a person from breathing enough? COPD? Lung cancer? Asthma, if it's severe? So here we're talking about someone who's got a lung disease that's preventing them from breathing enough. Over time, he's accumulating more and more carbon dioxide. What's that doing to his pH? It's making it more acidic. Now, your body goes, hey, excuse me, I'd really like you to breathe more. But the guy just can't. Can't get enough breathing. So as a result, what's going to kick in? His kidneys. Kidneys are going to kick in and start producing more bicarbonate to try and compensate for the elevated CO2 levels, which is driving the pH down. So he's going to try and raise the pH by raising the amount of bicarb. And if he's successful, in this case, 7.36, he was successful, he's going to fully compensate. If he's unsuccessful in fully compensating, it would be below 7.35. So that what I want you to do in the part where it says the manifestations, you're going to put down what are the manifestations of acidosis versus alkalosis. And then in the on the part where it says causes, in this case, if you know that primary respiratory acidosis is not breathing enough, you're going to say diseases that prevent someone from breathing enough. And if you happen to know a couple, like pneumonia, COPD, you can put those down. All right. How long does it take for this to happen? Respiratory changes can happen within seconds. You know, just in the physical exam, when you have the person take so many deep breaths and they're like, ooh, I'm getting lightheaded, it can happen that quickly. Kidneys compensate within days. It takes 2 or 3 days for the kidneys to really kick in and compensate. So now, the disease process that caused the problem in the first place, that can happen quickly or slowly. If we put a bag over your head and you can't breathe anymore, your PaCO2 is going up within a few seconds. or minutes, depending on if you're one of those deep sea divers, you know, free diving. Do you ever see the movie The Big Blue? Terrible. Terrible. Yes.
Does it make a difference whether or not it's respiratory acidosis or respiratory alkalosis for the diseases that cause it?
Sure. Yes.
So, like, which one would be caused by the not being able to breathe?
You tell me. Take a breath. Take a breath. Take another breath. Take another breath. Take another breath. Yes. Every time you take a breath, what are you getting rid of? CO2. So if CO2 is low, is a person breathing too much or not enough? If the CO2 is low, they're breathing too much. So what would cause a person to breathe too much? Hyperventilation. What's the major cause of hyperventilation? Anxiety, yes. There's actually very few diseases. And that thing I said where maybe someone has brain damage is making them breathe too quickly, chances are brain damage will make them not breathe quickly enough. Most of the things that will cause a person to breathe too quickly are short-term things. So you'll hardly ever see a case where you've got respiratory alkalosis and a metabolic compensation, because it just doesn't last long enough for your kidneys to kick in.
Like
a panic attack. For manifestations, you're going to put down what acidosis or alkalosis causes. They're on the slide. They're also in the book. First thing you think of when someone says acidosis. Acidosis? Potassium. And then? Dysrhythmias. So, anytime there's a change in pH, the very first thing that should be down on your paper would be potassium dysrhythmias. But you need to know which direction the potassium is going. So, you know, part of this is reinforcement of that chant we did earlier, because apparently it's already gone for some of us. Well, you know, Dr. Heyman, I can hold a lot of things in my head, but, you know, it gets to a point where new information pushes the old one out.
Okay, so I know you said this, but
hang on 1 second. Go ahead. If what's high?
If it's acidosis.
Right, yes. So high acid, high potassium. Low acid, low potassium.